Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're definitely coming at you live, but we are coming live from NAB 2019 right here in Vegas. And what I'd like to do is show you some of the things that I saw earlier today, and then we're going to go take a look at an interview that I did with the great folks at Samson. That's S-A-M-S-O-N. They make some phenomenal audio gear, and if you're ever looking for anything to do with audio to set up a studio, or you need a microphone, or you want something that's really cool to record, as you'll see, the Go microphone that will actually allow you to do things remotely from your smartphone. Very nice device. So let's take a look, and this is what I saw earlier today. Now, this is a robotic arm, and as you can see, it's like a dragon almost, and this thing will follow the motion. If you move in or if you move out, it's all key to your movement. And these were all over the place and pretty cool. Another thing that I saw was just incredible computer graphics that they actually can mold to fit pretty much any surface, a square, a cube. And as you see right here, they do some pretty cool things. And that was about 15 feet high. And it scared the heck out of you. They didn't have voice, but if they added a voice, man, it would have been pretty terrifying. Really realistic, really cool stuff. I could see this stuff at Disney or pretty much anywhere, and they've got to the point where they can map these computer graphics high-res to anything. Now, right here is a very high-resolution digital signage display, and these things are very thin, I mean less than an inch thick, and they're all built out of modules, so they actually come together any size that you want. And the amazing thing is the dot pitch is what gives it its clarity. Now, you could see on this particular screen, this actually looks better than it looks right now. And I'll tell you, the next screen that you're going to see, I just stopped. I go, oh my God, is that gorgeous. I mean, look at this. And that's really how it looked. It actually looks a heck of a lot better in person, and it looks pretty good right now. So I was just blown away by the technology and how these things come together. And there's little buttons in the back, little knobs that you can actually turn and actually curve the screen to whatever angle of view you want. They come in a variety of different resolutions, and also these things work outdoors. So if you've seen the old displays in New York City, which look great, man, when you see a 4K and 8K digital display, it's just jaw-dropping, especially when they're 15, 20 feet high, 30 feet high. Pretty much whatever you can afford, they will build. And the fact that they work both indoors and outdoors is it's pretty amazing for sure. So those are the things that absolutely stood out. There's about 50,000 other things, and over the next couple weeks, I'll bring to you some of the things that I thought were absolutely and just outstanding. So what I would like to do now is actually go into the interview that I did yesterday morning with the folks at Samsung, and I think you'll be pretty impressed with their equipment. We're going to take a look at two products here, the professional G microphone, the G track, made by Samsung, and then they have this Go mic, which is it just boggles the mind how this thing works, and it's so tiny. So let's take a look at this, and of course, I will see everybody next Thursday when I get back. I will be leaving a little later on today to go back to Arizona. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this interview. Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from NAB 2019. I am so happy to be here. Actually, we have a different venue this year. It's a little easier on the old man here because I'm not going 8 hours a day. We are here doing some interviews. We're at the Videon booth today, and as usual, we're doing a new interview every 15 minutes, so that's a lot of fun. I've seen some amazing things this year, more so than last year. Maybe it's because I'm more awake this year and I got more sleep. I don't know, but we're having a good time. In any event, I'm really honored to have Samsung here. They make some just phenomenal audio products, and I personally have been using their products for many years, and we have mentioned a couple times, if you've been watching the Gadget Professor show, we're getting a lot of requests for intro podcast kits, and we actually have two or three ready to go, and Our partner here is going to be Samsung. We have chosen them because, one, the quality of their builds is impeccable. Their price points are, quite frankly, unbelievable. I hate to say it, you should probably charge three times what you charge. But their stuff is so good. It's so well made. And then last but not least, we find that Samsung has an incredible product line. There's a lot of depth to their products that they have, and they just don't only make microphones. They make all kinds of PA systems and just a variety of really cool audio products. So I have Ryan with us here today. Thank you so much for joining us. I got him at the last minute. They're very busy. Oddly enough, the booth is just right across from us. So he was very nice and said that he would come on the air. So thank you so much. We have a couple products here that we're going to talk about, probably in the newer realm of things. And I will let you talk about them. I know we have a phenomenal mic. And I get all the time questions about the Yeti. And I'm not bashing it. I'm just telling you, pound for pound, I feel, and you can take it from there, that this is a better microphone.
Well, pound for pound, we're heavier. This is like a 3-pound mic, but we'll let you listen
to
the...
But that's good!
Yeah, no, it's built very well, and we kind of joke that this is the first in the Samsung line of home defense.
But that's great.
What's really cool about this mic is you have a lot of different features on it, and you can do a lot of things with it. So we've got our figure eight cardioid and omni, so you can record in front and back, just in front, or all around the whole microphone capsule. So again, if you have mostly a solo podcast or doing a solo show and then have your guests on there, you don't have to freak out about getting extra gear or where am I going to run things to and completely change your sound. You know, sometimes you get the one person recording, sounds great, and then they get two people and it's like, what happened to the sound?
Yeah.
So you can stay consistent with that. We also, in the back of the mic, which is really cool, we have a direct headphone output, but we also have a direct input.
That's, to me, when I looked at the Yeti, and again, I'm not bashing, I'm just comparing it. This next feature, it's a no-brainer to me. This just super superior.
Yeah, it's unique to us, and it's something that can really allow you to plug in, you know, an instrument or even a whole mixer of other microphones and things like that, and still just have it where this is the center of your studio. You don't have to change anything to grow. But you know, all the controls are on front. We can go mono or two track. So with mono, if you're doing a live recording such as this, you can get the whole mixer going and have everything going at once. Or we could go two track, separate it, make it real easy to edit and post. So it's out, it's available now, and we've been doing great with it.
Okay, the price point on this.
This is going for $149.
I'm telling you, folks, it's extremely well worth it. Just, you'll know it's better instantly just by the weight of it, and the quality of the build is far superior, and just this fact that they have an extra input jack. Now, you mentioned that you can put an instrument in there, a guitar, a bass, whatever, the output from an instrument. You also could take the output, the line out of the mixer and go directly into it, which is very nice. You're bringing in a whole, you know, I'll tell you what, especially some of you people that are starting the new podcast, one of the questions that I get all the time is, what about sound effects? What about sound effects? And you know how I feel about them. They're great when they're used sparingly, all right? But I'll tell you, you put a mixer on with the soundboard, or even take the output of a soundboard, you go right in here, you're done.
Sample pad is all you need. You get everything that you have queued up, and you don't have to break your flow at all.
Yeah, it's huge. Now, I also believe that you can probably come out of any preamp like Foscast or any of those mixers and come right into this just with another microphone. You don't necessarily have to bring in a whole another mixer per se.
Absolutely. Yeah, no problem at all.
So it's like a line in.
Right. Exactly what it is.
Outstanding. Outstanding. And it actually comes with the tripod. And one thing I'm going to ask you, what if I wanted to put this on a nice mic stand? You know,
no problem. The tripod comes right off, and we have a mount that comes with it. And you can mount it to a boom arm, or you can mount it to a shock mount. We've got it all.
And this is primarily USB.
Yes.
It's not primarily. It is USB.
You got it.
Okay, great. So, again, check this out. It's the G-Track Pro. It's just a wonderful microphone, and we're going to do a show actually just on a couple of the Samsung mics coming up in probably 2-3 weeks. I'm going to do an exclusive half-hour show just featuring these microphones because they're just a fantastic, high-quality product, and what more can I say? All right, this next product is going to blow you away. I can't tell you how versatile this is, but I'll tell you, once Ryan tells you a little bit about this device, you're going to get one. Watch this now.
Yeah, so this is the GoMic Mobile. And what we're finding now with journalism and news capturing and even just getting your story out is it's more and more run and gun. You've got to be ready with what you have. And most people in their pocket right now have a great camera. And the audio sounds good when it's right against your face, but when you're 10 feet out, not so much. So what this allows you to do is to attach two different microphones with a range of up to 100 feet. It runs off its own battery, connects directly to your phone. You're not having to sync or, you know, snap or anything like that. And it's just really easy to now have audio quality that matches the video quality you already have.
And how does that sync up to the phone or your iPad or whatever?
We're shipping it with a included lightning cable, USB-C, USB micro, and a 3.5 millimeter.
So you don't even have to buy another cable. So let me get this straight. Right now, folks, I'll be honest with you. We have two cameras here, two different systems that we're running because we're actually streaming to two different places at the same time and blah, 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 blah. But you'll see this thing here, which is a pain in the neck, but I'm in a booth. So this actually goes back and goes through another Sarmonic mixer, if you will, very small device. And it's plugged inside, it goes into my iPad. This is a pain in the neck. If I were to use this, this goes away.
Right. It just, it's way easier and it just looks better too. You know, you don't see professional things done a lot of times, where people moving especially, that have cables.
Now, the other thing that I really like about this, so this would go away and I would just have this, correct? But what's nice about this is two-channel.
Right. So you could use two handhelds, we could use two Bell Packs and Labs or one of each. So it really is very dependent upon what works best for you.
So the beauty of this is I now have the ability to have not one but two microphones. I get rid of the wires, and in this exact situation, if I were using this, okay, we can both have labs on and I'm not going... I'm used to it, but it's a pain. This alleviates that, and now he can have his lav, I can have my lav, or any combination thereof. I can use this microphone, and he can use the lav, or whatever combination you desire. That is really, really, I think, breakthrough revolutionary technology.
Yeah, we're really the only one that's offering a wireless solution. There's a lot of companies make really good mics that you mount onto your phone, which is really good when you're focusing straight ahead. But when we're talking about something that goes over here, it's the same thing with the mic as if it was drifting. So this just allows the mic to be in the right spot all the time.
Now, when I purchase this, first of all, how much does this cost? And also, what microphone configuration does this come with?
So you can get it, we sell it with one transmitter. So you can either get it with the handheld, the receiver and everything you need, or the Bell Pack and lav, the receiver and everything you need. And that goes for $199. If you want to add the second microphone, either one, the handheld or the lav, you're looking at another $79.
I mean, it's very, very, very reasonable. And considering how, you know, the versatility of it, it's mind-boggling. It's just, again, it's your products are no-brainers. And, I mean, look at the size of this. You have a, you know, a clip to go right on the cell phone. Ah, it's just a no-brainer, and it totally eliminates me and you lugging a lot of extra equipment.
Yeah. A lot of times, even, you know, pro newscasters, they're not bringing a whole van and a team and things like they used to. It's a lot of times, it's, hey, who's at the source? What do they have? And just try and make the best of it. So.
Now, when you say this is wireless, does it go through the Bluetooth?
No, Bluetooth would actually be too slow. So this operates over 2.4 gigahertz, but it's a more of a wireless, kind of typical wireless as opposed to a Bluetooth connection.
And clearly, it's obviously stable. You have adjustments, I'm noticing. Why don't we talk a little bit about the configuration for the switching on this?
Yeah, so we have at the bottom a two-channel or a mix mode, and the two-channel mode is great for when you want to edit in post-production. So when I speak too low into the mic, you can boost it up later very easily. Or if we're broadcasting live, you know, say Facebook Live, anything like that, we can actually just flip it to the mix mode, and we're getting both channels up the center. So if you've only got one earbud in, you can hear everything.
Well, as you can see, you know, Samsung has just amazing products, versatile products, and their price points, again, I just call them no-brainer products because they work real well. The build quality is outstanding. I mean, you pick this mic up, and you pick up a Yeti, I'm not going to have to say anything else. What one would you want? You're going to take this. That coupled with the second input jack, if you will, you know, your line in. It's just an amazing combination. The Go, I'm gone on it. I just, you know, I'm just sold on it. And we're going to offer these shortly in our podcasting packages, which will be available probably next month sometime. And you'll hear more about those and also our friends here at Samsung. So this is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We are going to sign off. from NAB 2019. But we'll be back with some more interviews shortly. I am taking a break. Ryan, I really appreciate you coming on extreme short notice.
No, thanks for having us. We're glad we could do it.
Our pleasure. We'll be right back.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.